normal person being upset about very reasonable fucking things.
Yeah, just being stopped while he's walking home. So they stopped him, and during the interaction, they put him in a carotid chokehold. Like, they just basically choked him out to restrain him. And the two paramedics, Peter and Cooper, administrated ketamine to him. And they administrated an exceeding amount for his size. Because, again, he was only 143 pounds. And I think they said they gave him, like, two or three times the dosage for his weight. And that sent him into a cardiac arrest. Yeah. They had no real reason to even hit him with the ketamine.
Are we following the... Well, I don't know. I thought we were following the countdown. You said the countdown.
No, I just think Ellie count us down.
Oh. I also thought we were going by the countdown.
All right, well, let's try that one more time. Kelly counts down. All right, ready? So, surprise...
Who just did that? It's like someone really just grunted when he was like, okay, start.
The case that I'm talking about is something that we talked about before, and it's an update, really, on the Elijah McClain case. Because, surprise, surprise, the paramedics involved were sentenced to 5 years in prison. And it took a while, but soft clap because we got there.
It took five years?
This happened in what? Yeah, 2020? No. Right? 2020. Because, yeah, we covered it forever ago.
That sounds right, because I think it was after George Floyd.
After or before?
I think after.
Because it was, he was injected with that, like, tranquilizer.
The ketamine. The same drug that my ex-girlfriend did every weekend.
2020 was anyway, a wild year.
2020 was fucking mad.
Yeah, 2020 was sick. But, welcome back to Bruhs and Murder, where we cover... true crime cases of color and play you music from artists you probably never heard of, because Kelly has a hearts for it. We're back with another season. Brand new, same nipples, same armpits.
Different hair, though.
Yeah, different hair. Kelly, tell the audience about your hair.
It's a sunset.
Period.
Me and Battle have new hair.
Yeah, Battle has his wig. Robert has a new cut.
That looks like Black Deku from My Hero Academia.
What did you say? I look black?
Yeah.
He said you look like Black Dookie.
You look
from
black, Battle. You look more black than usual.
You look very black today.
Yeah.
You don't sound it, tan. But you look it. I would have never guessed. How many times have I heard that in my life? Like, oh, I didn't know you were black.
No, the worst is when you're like a teenage boy, and you're on the phone, and like, ma'am, calm down. You're like, I'm a boy. I'm a boy. I'm a young boy.
Although I do get that. People are like, I didn't know you were black. I get like the whole spectrum of assumptions.
I get that too.
Yeah.
You don't talk black. It was like, I'll just say nigga every 5 minutes then. How about that? just to appease you. But yeah, welcome back to the show. Do we want to give a quick intro for the new and uninitiated?
No.
Okay.
What are we pitching them for? They're already downloaded.
The worst at digression.
We hanging out, but that's the vibe we're bringing to the table, and that's the vibe that people like, obviously.
And I don't know what that word means.
So I'm talking about the update on the Elijah McClain episode.
Also, I just wanted to say real quick, it looks like you're fucking speaking into the Death Star.
Me?
That's his first mic right there.
I had a professional microphone, but it broke because I spilled a bunch of tea on it.
And not the good kind.
Spilling the tea.
Ooh.
Not the... Fuck it. Fuck it.
So I'm talking about the Elijah McClain update. I thought it was fun to see these two old white men go to jail. I'm happy that they're going to be in there for 5 years. And I hope that they get beat up.
Clock it.
That's my soft clap.
So for those who don't know about this case, which I don't know how you wouldn't know, because this was very... This caused a lot of national debates.
Well, if there are people out there who still don't know about Palestine, I guess... anything possible.
Yeah,
okay, we admitted that from the records. They don't know we're talking about that.
They don't know that we're talking about that. Like, please,
dude,
don't.
What are we doing?
I'll call you after.
Yeah, we don't have any unpopular opinions here.
No.
We're very blue.
Just so everyone knows, I do know about what's happening there. I just said yeah, because it made it sound like I didn't know.
Yeah, no, he knows.
I know.
We had a conversation off the record.
Of course we know. We're very in the know. That's our whole shtick.
Yeah, being in the know, being silly, having great nipples.
Being silly gooses.
But yeah, so those of you who don't know about the Elijah McClain case, he was a 23-year-old black man who died in 2019. That's 2020. It was 2019. I don't know why I didn't know. I had it in my script.
Doing your best.
I'm doing my best. So he died after a police encounter with the Aurora, Colorado police. His death was listed, at first, they had it as undetermined when it first happened, which, bitch, we all know what happened, because that was admitted, and his death was listed as a complication of ketamine administration during forcible restraints.
The police said, "How does ketamine like work?"
Why are they giving him ketamine anyway?
Yes, it's.
I didn't know that was a thing you could do. It's just like administer ketamine.
Ketamine is a sedative, and I'll get into why they hit him with it. But it's used to like calm someone down. But they can only use that if the person is experiencing delirium, like they're being combative, they're disoriented. Hit him with the ketamine to calm him down. But Elijah was not experiencing delirium. He was not doing anything. Encounter started because the police were called after someone said that he was acting sketchy and flailing his arms while walking down the street. Also, he was wearing a ski mask. Come to find out, he was wearing a ski mask because he had a blood circulation disorder where he got cold very fast, and Colorado is a cold place. He was also only 143 pounds, so he was skinny with a blood disorder who just got cold very easily, so he wore a ski mask. When it comes to the flailing his arms around, a friend said that he was probably listening to music and dancing while walking home, because he would do that often.
No, but I do love the like, we have to administer the sedative because of delirium, and it's like a normal person being upset about very reasonable fucking things.
Yeah, just being stopped while he's walking home. So they stopped him, and during the interaction, they put him in a carotid chokehold. Like, they just basically took them out to restrain him. And the two paramedics, Peter and Cooper, administrated ketamine to him. And they administrated an exceeding amount for his size, because, again, he was only 143 pounds. And I think they said they gave him, like, two or three times the dosage for his weight. And that sent them into a cardiac arrest. Yeah. They had no real reason to even hit him with the ketamine.
Well, and it's intravenous when they administer it, which it gets through your system really fast. You know, when people recreationally take ketamine, they usually do it orally.
They do it by their nose.
How they could overestimate his body weight by so much, though.
Well, maybe they thought what was his height?
Yeah, but he looks skinny.
Let me look it up. Because he was short. Like, when
he weighs the same as me.
That's scary.
Now everybody knows how much I weigh on the internet. That's just fine.
Yeah, it changes all the time. You're fine.
5'6". Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe they thought he was taller or something.
Yeah, but he's still skinny. And there was like...
Shorter than me, though.
5'6 is not average.
I feel like in the U.S., that's below the average.
No.
I'm definitely below average.
In more ways than one. But anyway.
Here, I'll look it up.
But also, so police cannot administer ketamine, but they can demand a paramedic do it. And it's the paramedic's responsibility to say whether or not, yes, this is appropriate or no, it's not.
They have to give an actual assessment.
Right. You know, you have a cop screaming at you.
I'm gonna get into that too, because I'm not shying away from bashing the fire department on this one.
So did they do it? Did they give him an IV, or was it like an I, like in the sh- like a shot
it
in
was
the
a,
shoulder?
It was IM.
I am okay. So it takes like...
Average height for men is 5'6". Average height for women is 5'2". For humans in the entire world. And for Americans, okay, I think it's 5'9".
Alright, you're right, Robert. But yeah, so they hit him with the I am. And he's, again, he's also in a struggle too. So your heart's racing. So it's going to carry you through your system.
Much a lot faster.
Yeah. So now the paramedic, Peter, the one who actually hit him with the IM, was just sentenced to criminal neglect and assault charges. It was like second degree unlawful drug administration. Charges relating to the other paramedic, Jeremy Cooper, are still pending, but hopefully, you know, the sentencing bodes well and he gets hit too.
I don't even know why we bother with a justice system. It's not like we do any fucking justice.
What are they doing, really? Now, the officers, Randy Redoma, was also convicted of neglectful homicide and assault, but there are two other officers who were acquitted of all charges. Now, I myself, I went through the fire academy because I liked, as a kid, firefighters. I thought they were cool. I thought they were heroes. And I think a lot of people separate, when it comes to, like, police encounters, a lot of people will separate fire and EMS from police, even though a lot of the times EMS and firefighters are just as complicit in these injustices as the police are. Like, a lot of them...
I did not know that.
I mean, this is a prime example of that case where the police, yeah, they started the encounter. They're the ones who got violent with it. But if the paramedics did a full assessment...
They're still enabled by them.
They didn't only enable, but they're the ones who hit them with the lethal injection of ketamine. Because if they would have did a legit assessment, there's no reason to assume that Elijah was experiencing delirium or some kind of psychotic break.
Well, and even if he was, you would have administered an appropriate dose.
You wouldn't have hit him with 2 to 3 times more than what he was recommended on getting, and that killed him, which is why you're going to prison for it. And so during the trial, when I was reading this article, what pissed me off is that Peter, the one who got sentenced, told Elijah's mom that he was sorry that this happened, that he's very upset because he lost a patient, and this is going to forever haunt him. And her response to that was, when I was younger, a firefighter was one of my many dreams when I grew up. I've always looked up the firefighters as local heroes until they assisted in murdering my son. I get it. I love Chicago Fire too, but I ain't putting shit past them hoes anymore. Because as much as there's a lack of accountability when it comes to police, there's also a lack of accountability when it comes to fire EMS.
I mean, we've talked about medical racism before in general, like on different cases. And obviously that's also going to impact people who are first responders. I think, like, obviously there should be a lot less violence associated with, like, you know, fire and EMS than police. They don't have the same authority to commit violence. But that doesn't mean they can do their part of the job poorly because of their bias.
And be neglectful, which is why he was hit with medical neglect.
And I don't know how other people feel about this, but I've also seen the argument made that that level of negligence is a passive form of violence. Sure. I mean, the fact that what police are to black men is what the medical field is to black women.
One of the other big controversies around this case that was brought up in an article was how the first autopsy was amended and changed, because the first autopsy was listed as undetermined, and then in 2022 later changed to the ketamine overdose. And an article pointed out that it seems like a lot of people in this case were covering each other's asses, or trying to cover each other's asses as much as they could. So that medical racism can even extend to people doing autopsies. And I'm also wondering, like, could the people who did the autopsy also be charged in a way? Because, like, it was shady what you did there.
I mean, I feel like, maybe, but I feel like in the same way that you can be charged with, like not doing your job properly and that affecting things. I mean, look at, what was it? I think it was the staircase thing. You know,
the owl.
Michael Peterson. Yeah. So, like, the whole thing with that is they used that blood splatter expert who was actually not an expert, and they had to recant or dismiss his testimony in multiple fucking cases because he was full of shit and didn't actually know what the fuck he was talking about. I don't know.
But my biggest what the fuck question about this case in general has always been why they give him the ketamine in the first place.
Oh yeah, wait, maybe we just took a big loop there. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
But, please take that out. That was awful.
I'm gonna leave it in now just because you said that. But my biggest takeaway from this case has always been like, why the ketamine?
Like, there are scenarios where like you're in the back of an ambulance with someone trying to save their life, and if they're having a medical emergency that's causing them to be violent, like even just, you know, people taking the wrong medication and thinking they're drowning.
Oh yeah, they can seize out and like get violent.
Like, I don't think anyone deserves to be unsafe in their job, and like getting stabbed by someone with a needle while you're trying to like administer care in the back of an ambulance may call for sedation.
I think it should
be done appropriately.
Yeah, I think it should be regulated better because
there's calculations for all of this, and it's part of your training.
Well, and I also don't. It should be regulated better. That the cops should be able to demand it. It should be the discretion of the medical professional, not someone who doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
And that was a big part of the debate, was, you know, EMS and people coming forward and saying like, hey, we have to work with these people every day. And if they're screaming at me to do it, like, it makes it hard for me to do my job. And it's their first response is like, oh, I don't want to deal with this out of hand person. Call EMS and train them.
Well, see, this is the thing that I think is such an issue, especially with our, like, interactions in, like, specifically this country, is people don't like to give shit nuance. It's not, like, a black or white, broad, sweeping issue. The thing is, in this particular scenario, he probably, he's a kid with a blood disorder, he's 140 pounds and 5'6", like... I don't think that they really needed to give him ketamine in that scenario. Like, I think that's just such a over.
Yeah, their excuse for that was that in this police call, they said that he was flailing his arms, and that seemed like out of sorts for them.
And how are you going to act normal when cops get in your face and start asking why you aren't acting normal? Like,
yeah,
no one is going to behave.
It's an extremely stressful situation. That's why I think a lot more police departments should be attaching like mental health units with them, because so in my area in Camden and in Philadelphia, they implemented this too, where they'll have mental health workers accompany police officers and units on like crisis calls. So if someone calls in saying like, oh, this person's suicidal, they will send social workers with the police to help like de-escalate and evaluate situations. And last time I checked, so in Camden, they said that they aided at least 300 people without resulting in injuries or arrests or shot, more importantly. And I know that in Philadelphia, starting in May, they're going to have their mental health program expanded. So a lot more police departments are going to be having these social workers like on board with them going out to these calls. Because like, who are you helping if you're not trained in this shit?
It's nice to see that those programs are being successful. I know people really push back on it when it's first even rolled out in a lot of cities, just because it was like a soft on crime thing. Mm-hmm. Like, no, these people aren't criminals. They need medical attention.
Yeah. Well, so here's another thing. They'll say shit like that. Like the whole reason certain politicians have gotten into the offices they've gotten into is because they're tough on crime, but nobody actually gives a shit about what that means. And it's just this like perception where like nobody thinks deeply about the implications of that. If we're tough on crime, that means we're not gonna do our due fucking diligence to make sure that people are getting the proper, you know what I mean? We're not going to make sure that we're going to do the due diligence to make sure that these people are getting the adequate or appropriate consequences to their actions or whatever, like response to a call.
Yeah.
You know, we're just like, going to throw someone away. Like, we're going to lock someone up and throw away the key, when it's like each situation is different, takes a different, like, you know, discernment or whatever. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So like people with this had the article about the mental health units. People with untreated mental health illnesses are like 16 times more likely to be killed in police interactions. because the police aren't trained to identify what is a mental health crisis, how to properly de-escalate, and how to render aid. They're just going to arrest you or shoot you. Welcome to Joe Biden's America. Bing bong. That's my case. That's my spiel. I'm hoping that we see a lot more, because we still have, what, 2 police officers and 1 other paramedic involved in this case that are still going through the process. I'm hoping that this sets a very good precedent and we see more of these holes go down. But yeah, it's probably going to take a lot longer.
Any hope that the police officer going to get charged with?
No, because 2 of them already got acquitted. So
yeah, I think they're going to like all be found no fault because it wasn't their responsibility to administer the ketamine.
Yeah, that's my case. That's our rant. Stick around for the end of the episode for the music. Check out our links. Hit the show notes. If you're on Spotify, subscribe and check out the comments below. I'm going to be posting some questions there and some polls. You get to pick which cast member has the best nipples. It's me.
Whatever.
My nipples. Wait, you have the best nipples, Robert?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I have like little Hershey kisses.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? These are tight ass little nipples.
No. You're not seeing it.
I can't even see that. Your nipples.
I know. That's the best. They're adorned. They're decorated.
Well, I will not be sharing my nipples. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's for the premium.
That's content. For the OnlyFans. Yeah.
For the OnlyFans.
Patreon. Yeah, subscribe to the Patreon. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Do it. You're not seeing my nipples. No,
okay. You know, sneak peek. Kelly has 6 nipples like a dog.
Yeah.
They don't call me long pig for nothing.
Oh, wait, they call you long pig?
No.
Who's long pig is a fucking sick name.
Yeah.
No, but they do call humans long pig. If you look at like a bunch of naked humans all together, they look like long pigs.
What is that? What's a long pig?
Kelly, whatever kind of porn you're watching, I don't want to see.
It also used to be used to like refer to eating humans. Like,
yeah.
The like humans like to call long pig.
Yeah. Because we're, like, pigs are most similar to, like, our, like, muscular meat makeup.
Yeah, we got
that's why.
Similar meat.
They test shit on pigs.
It tastes good, too.
Before we start the next case, can I please go run down and check my door? Someone left a package, apparently.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Okay. I'm freaking out.
And on that note, because it's from the homies.
Oh, no!
What?
I forgot.
What was it like? Collapsing.